Thoughts on building a new political party in this country. Civil discourse built our country. However, Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson debated so fiercely with one another to the point that sometimes Jefferson felt like throwing a chair at Hamilton. Today, hyperpartisanship makes it so difficult to find common ground to the point that our democracy is disintegrating. Some people believe we are living in a post-consensus era, especially in the legislative assemblies of Washington, D.C. Can we disagree without being disagreeable? The founders of our country didn't trust political parties or factions, but a new major party may be our only solution to fight Washington polarization and break the gridlock. Join me in collaboration and conversation to form a new progressive political party in Dunwoody, Georgia, and the nation of America, for our community and the nation. Angela Davis from her book Abolition Democracy. Quote, I think the best way to figure out what might work is to simply do it, regardless of the potential mistakes one might make. One must be willing to produce the new modes of organizing, the kinds that bring people together and advance the struggles for peace and social justice. Building a global anti-war grassroots movement in our backyard. Anti-regime change wars and nuclear disarming. U.S. wars since after World War II have been characterized by failed foreign policy and decisions leading to deaths of thousands of soldiers and hundreds of thousands of civilian bystanders. With the intent of fighting communism, many enlisted only to realize that the wars they signed up for were never meant to be won, merely contested. What was the contest? Early on, it was the worldwide struggle between communism and capitalism that several decades later, after the Vietnam War, transformed into a different kind of East versus West struggle, one that pitted Western civilization against Islamic terrorism. Today, we are facing the struggle but are also in danger of falling into a renewed Cold War competition. This time, it is not the U.S. against Russia, but rather the U.S. against China. With the ongoing territorial encroachment and military threats in the East China Sea against U.S. allies such as Taiwan and Japan, we may be approaching the horizon of a new and ever more dangerous global conflict between China and the United States. Yet, these are not the only threats we face internally and abroad. We must fight against, one, NSA national and global programs to spy on U.S. citizens and other nations. Two, threats from Iran, Russia, and China seeking to intervene in the Middle East, such as Syria and elsewhere across the globe. Three, Middle East conflicts threatening Israeli security and conversely displacing millions of Syrians and Palestinians in their own homeland. Four, violence is not merely silence, but also economic, political, and psychological, as best exemplified by settler colonialism and internment camps for those dispossessed, displaced, and dislocated by the very governments meant to protect them. Five, rampant mental illness caused by war, leaving hundreds of thousands of veterans homeless on the streets. Six, thousands of civilian bystanders killed by war directly or indirectly through drone strikes that are meant to target terrorists. Seven, the list of negative wartime repercussions goes on, but we have an opportunity here. With every crisis, there is an opportunity. Never before has there been a greater hatred for war while at the same time being a great desire to form a major new third political party in the U.S. One of the major goals of this political party is to form a global anti-war movement to prevent the catastrophes of regime change wars and nuclear weapons. Join me in making the global anti-war movement a reality so peace and love around the world can reign supreme. Thank you. As the French philosopher Diderot said, the spirit of the 18th century is liberty. For us, the spirit of the 21st century can be fraternity or love through a revolution of ethics. Let's make this a reality.